In this video, I'll give you a visual guided tour of the learning resources that are available on the ASP.NET website for learning ASP.NET Web Forms development. To get started, let's click on the Get Started box at the top of the ASP.NET homepage. This takes us to an introductory page where we can watch a 5-minute video overview of ASP.NET. Once we've done that, we can then click on this link to go to the download section, grab a copy of the Web Platform Installer, which will help us install ASP.NET technologies as well as any additional technologies that are appropriate for the kind of web development that we're going to be doing. Since we've already chosen Web Forms as the development model of choice, we can then watch this 10-minute video on building your first ASP.NET application with Web Forms. Next, we can go to the top of the ASP.NET page and click on the Web Forms link. This link will provide us with a categorized collection of learning resources that are available for Web Forms developers. You'll note here that we have Fundamentals of ASP.NET Web Forms, ASP.NET 4 and Visual Studio 2010, and then a topically categorized collection of content, Data Programming with Web Forms, AJAX Programming, Security Programming, Deploying and Running Websites Using IIS. Also, in each of these topically segmented areas of content, you'll notice that there is a More link. If we click on one of these More links, we'll be forwarded to a web page that contains a complete collection of the learning resources that are available on a per-topic basis. For example, on this page, we have the Getting Started resources, Master Pages, ASP.NET 3.5 New Features, etc. Now, a couple of other things to note. As you advance in your ASP.NET Web Forms learning, you may encounter questions that you're having difficulty in answering yourself. Well, there's a rich online resource on the ASP.NET site, the Community Forums, which you can access by clicking on the Forums link at the top of the page, which will take you to a categorized list of forums where you can post your question and get answers by ASP.NET community experts. In addition, as your skills improve, you'll want to keep track of what's new in the ASP.NET programming world. Note on the homepage of the ASP.NET website, there's this spotlight section where there are highlighted features of articles, things that are new in the community, new resources, etc. Also, at the bottom of this spotlight box, there's a link, More News and Community Content. If you click on that link, it'll take you to an index where you can see things like a list of blogs for Microsoft folks, lots of the ASP.NET team members blog there, community blogs, videos, podcasts, articles of the day, etc. A rich resource that will help you keep track of what's new as well as new learning resources available for ASP.NET developers. ¶¶